Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning, finishing out your week with us. It's going to be a good show. And do want to remind you that we've got some Kenny G tickets. You guys were burning up our phone lines yesterday morning. I've got one more set of tickets to give away, so stay tuned. Don't do anything yet. You can't do anything yet, but here in a little bit, I'm going to tell you when you can and what you need to do in order to potentially get your hands on those tickets. So stick around for that. That's coming up here in about 10, 12 minutes or so. But right now in the studio, we've got Campbell Midgley, our guest. Campbell, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you in. How are you? I mean, I think I remember last time you were here, you were having some back issues.
That was a fun day, yes.
Threw out her back and went, yeah, but I'm supposed to be on the radio. So came in anyway. She couldn't walk, but she came into the station.
Yeah, so I got here today. I'm walking, I'm standing.
Yeah, so you made it in, and there's no physical therapy afterwards?
No. Yeah, I'm okay right now.
I have to put you in traction or something?
It actually was herniated. It was already that morning, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. But you're doing well right now.
Yeah.
So that's good. Campbell, of course, with Queen City Ballet Company. Can you tell folks, I guess, just what that is and who makes up Queen City Ballet?
Well, I started Queen City Ballet in 2001. And in 2007, started the Queen City Ballet, the nonprofit part of Queen City Ballet Company, which puts on productions like The Nutcracker, Alice in Wonderland, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, some of the large productions that are so costly. So it's really two entities. There's the school, which has about 160 students, starting from the age of 3 all the way up. And then out of that school comes the company that again puts on these larger productions, and then the school has recitals. So it's kind of a complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
So how young did you say it started?
Three. We started at 3.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, we have a great youth director, Rebecca Rohrer, and we have creative dance and pre-ballet. And I'm very excited because this year we have a boys-only class, and we have I have about 13 boys in the school.
Okay.
Two that are starring in two of the leading roles. We are also bringing in some guest artists from Ballet West, but I have 11 students under the age of like 10.
Wow. It's got to be exciting to see the boys kind of joining
in. Yeah, it is really
nice. My guess is that's one of those things where you're always like, man, I wish we had more boys.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice. And so this year we have a very unique cast in that I guess almost a quarter of the cast is male.
Oh, okay.
And so that's been nice to work with, made the dynamics a little different, and given me as a choreographer and a director leeway to do some different things. And you always have to change things every year to some degree, but it's been fun.
Yeah. So how many students do you have overall? Do you know what that number is?
Probably in the school.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Probably
here.
Like 175 or 80.
That's
but,
a lot.
In the Nutcracker, the children are about age 7 get to audition. The younger kids do the holiday défilé and the spring défilé show, which is just holiday défilé. It's coming up December 8th, which is our recital at the Helena Middle School. And then we do one in the spring in May at the Helena Middle School. This cast is made up of almost 100 cast members. So that also includes adults that play the roles of like the party parents and some of the other roles that tell the story that are essential to the storyline.
You're tuned into Coffee Break this morning. Campbell Midgley is our guest. She is with Queen City Ballet. You've got a lot of folks involved in that now. What's it been like to kind of see that growth? I mean, to start something is always kind of scary going, is this going to work?
Yeah.
Where you're at now.
Yeah, it's surprising that, it certainly wasn't really an expectation that I had. It was something that evolved. I love teaching and I love coaching. And I think I'm a natural director. I've been very blessed in my life to have had some wonderful experiences and learned from some very great teachers and directors. And so I like that I'm able to share that. But also living in a community that supports the arts and is readily accessible to the arts is so unique that having, you know, my skill set fit the needs of this community was certainly not something that I was expecting moving from the East Coast to here 20 years ago when I thought I'd be here 18 months. And that was 20 years ago.
Well, I'm glad we convinced you to stay.
Yeah, I love it. I actually love it. So, yeah.
So, I mean, is there a grand vision now? Now that you're sort of established, now that you're growing, is there a vision of, look how far we've come, now I want to get to fill in the blank? I mean, do you
I do kind of. You know, my son is now in college, and, you know, you would think, well, you know, now maybe you'd retire or something. And actually, I find that now it's like, well, what am I going to do if I don't do this? So I'm doing more. And I'm finding that at this stage in my life, I really actually want to pursue my creative gifts with my career more than I did before even.
So. It's got to be pretty rewarding too, you know, just seeing, because I know a lot of times we've had some of the performers in the studio that have been involved with this since they were like the little bitty mice and now they're a star, right? So it has to be neat for you to sort of see that growth.
It is. It's very rewarding. It's very unusual. My husband's an engineer and does many projects, but it's very rare that you get to actually see the completion of something. And I think that I'm very blessed that we have that opportunity. We have right now also on our Facebook page where you get to know the company dancer. Each day we focus on a company dancer. And even I'm learning a lot about my own dancers and company members just by reading some of those bios. And Queen City Ballet has produced, you know, many professional dancers. But what the true study of classical dance is about is really the pursuit of excellence and just developing a strong work ethic and, you know, working together as a team and developing relationships within discipline and a safe environment and hopefully developing, you know, life skills that will take you further in life. Yeah. And that's what's happening.
It's got to be a little bit like we've talked with, I mean, things you wouldn't necessarily expect that dance would do those things, you know, if you just look at it from the outside, but no different, I suppose, than we talk with kids that have been involved with 4-H their whole lives.
Exactly.
It builds a lot of skills that translate into life.
Yeah. I don't have any students that aren't a success later, that haven't gone through the whole program, that aren't later a success at, you know, whatever they're doing in life and whatever career. And they know how to work hard and they know how to push themselves beyond their limits. And it's, you know, it's great to watch and to see them. So I feel it is rewarding. It is rewarding.
Campbell Midgley is our guest this morning. She's with Queen City Ballet. And I teased it at the beginning. I'm going to tease it again because we're going to talk with Campbell for a little bit more before we have her head out the door. Stick around another, let's say about 8 minutes or so. We're going to push it. So stick around. We've got more information about how you can get your hands on some Kenny G tickets. So we're going to keep going. It's going to be an extended segment with Campbell Midgley this morning because you have it's a Helena tradition.
Yes, Nutcracker.
It's Nutcracker time.
Tomorrow. Yay.
Yeah, tomorrow and Sunday, right?
Yes.
So are you ready for this?
Yes.
I mean, you have to be at this point, right?
Yeah, you're ready.
Uh-huh. How long does it take to get ready, because this is something that takes place over a weekend, but it takes a long time to get to
it's
that
a,
point.
It's an 8 to 9 week preparation for the cast and a little longer for the faculty and staff. So we've been at this since, you know, first part of September.
Okay. So you were looking at Christmas way long ago.
Yeah, you've been listening to Christmas music for a long time.
Do you have to kind of do that? You put the Christmas music on in the background while you're working on this?
No, you definitely don't.
No?
Oh, no, but it is, it still sneaks up on us, right?
Yeah.
But I think that you hope that doing the show now, a little before Thanksgiving, which is our tradition, and I do love doing it now, at this time, really kicks off the holiday season.
So what can we expect this year? Because I think, you know, we always expect the Nutcracker, right? It's it's this interesting sort of balance of we know what to expect, but we don't exactly know what it's going to look like because it's always a little different.
Right. I mean, you know, the Nutcracker is a traditional show. And so in a professional company, you know, you've the choreography is copywritten, the costumes are kind of a part of that copyright, the lighting design, everything. And so you are seeing the same show, but just like if you were to go see your movie with different characters or actors playing the different roles, it is a different movie. So every year the Nutcracker is different. And of course, I have different talent skills each year. So it gives me the liberty to change things.
Right.
And so that's what's exciting, is to be able to say, oh, well, that's a little different or not. But also I think that you come because you enjoy also it being the same. You watch The Wizard of Oz because it is The Wizard of Oz and you want to see it again.
Right.
So it's kind of Nutcracker fever, I guess.
Well, and that's got to be fun for you, though, to be able to sort of go, oh, I've got this person doing this
year. Yeah.
They have this skill set. I can kind of add this little twist.
It is.
So you get to play Mad Scientist a little bit. A framework, you get to play.
Right.
So why is this kind of hold that spot in our hearts? It's not for me when we talk the Christmas Story. I don't get the Christmas Story for 24 hours. I just don't get it. Yeah. But it's that same sort of deal for a lot of people. It's not Christmas until the Christmas Story is on cable TV for 24 hours. Same thing with Nutcracker.
Well, it's user-friendly. You know, it's user-friendly, I think, because a lot of it is the music, and the story is, I guess, fast-paced and pseudo-easy to follow, and magical. Everybody likes the idea of a dream come true, and I think that it involves children. It's the only ballet that was actually specifically designed to have children, that it part of the script of it says it dictates that it has children. Mm-hmm. So I think that all of that is part of what, you know, makes it accessible to all ages and to people that don't know anything about, you know, classical dance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's really cool. Are there tickets still available for this thing?
Yes, you can get tickets at queencityballet.com, which takes you right to 406 Ticks. And so there are tickets for the Saturday night show, which is 7:30 tomorrow night, the 23rd, and then the 2 p.m. show on Sunday, 24th.
Okay, so people can still.
They are selling fast.
Right, I know there's probably not a lot.
We have the Civic Center, you know, seats 2,500, mm-hmm. and that's a huge amount of seating capacity for a venue. Dance venues usually are about 850 to 1,000.
Okay.
Would be an ideal venue.
Which makes it potentially a little tough for just the performers, right? I mean, just the scale of it, especially when we're talking kids, it's a little bit like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is not the dance studio.
No, right.
Do you see that in some of the younger kids when they get in there for that first, like, that first stage practice?
Yes, it is, I'm sure, very overwhelming, you know, cavernous maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it add any challenges doing that, or does it actually free up the performance a little bit?
I think it's always challenges. It's because it's different, and the costumes, I think they're over like 280 costumes, not to mention headpieces, and just so many moving parts that are so complicated. And I have such a great team that helped me. I mean, I have no idea how many people are back there working with this cast. So I just it really is a tight ship. Let's put it that way.
And we got a couple minutes left with Campbell, but we do have, she's allowed us to give away a few tickets to this thing this morning as well. So Kenny G tickets are coming up, but if you'd like to get your hands on potentially some Nutcracker tickets, you can text 855-406-4064. That's 855-406-4064. Text me the word Nutcracker. And we'll put you in the drawing to maybe win a couple of tickets to that. So that's really cool. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Everybody wants, I mean, who doesn't want to go see the Nutcracker? And and it's that time, right?
Like
it's that time where it's going to be right before Thanksgiving, so you don't have to feel guilty about looking forward to Christmas.
Right. Right.
Like you're right on that edge where it's like, you know what? It's acceptable this week.
It is.
We can do that. So, but tickets, if they don't get their hands on those, they are still available.
They can get them at the door as well.
Okay.
We encourage you to get them in advance.
Right. Yeah. Well, and if people want to find out more about Queen City Ballet, because this is sort of, this is that cherry on top of the season for you, really. But you do have performances throughout the year for young to old, all through the school. What can they do to find out more information about what Queen City Ballet offers?
Well, they can go to our website, queencityballet.com, and we take registrations year-round and in all our classes, so ages 3 and up. And we encourage people to come observe a class or call and try out a class. I'd say, you can go on the website and read a little bit about the organization and the background of our faculty and read a little bit about our dancers and company members and where they go and what they're doing.
Any experience necessary? I mean, is this something where people go, you know what, I'd like to dance. I've never danced before. My kids never danced before, but they're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a lot of adults in the cast, which is really, really neat and an eye-opening experience for them to be a part of something like this.
Do you get people involved when you're talking adults in the cast? Because there's some of those parts, there's not a ton of dancing, right? So it's like you could probably work your way in.
Yeah, it's not exactly as much dancing as really telling the story, but it is dancing and movement, and it's much more difficult than you would think than when you're not trained, and it does require thinking. And I think that highly successful people that are very highly successful in other areas of their life come and find that when they have to use that other part of their brain, it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it'd be challenging. Like I'm not going to try.
Might be trying to come do your job, maybe.
Right. That is not in my skill set, but I know there are people out there that it is. So it'd be a cool thing to check out. And once again, I want to throw it out there. If people want to get their hands on some Nutcracker tickets, Campbell has given us a few tickets to give away this morning. So text the Nutcracker in this morning to 855-406-4064, and we'll put your name in the drawing for that. Anything else that we need to know, Campbell?
No, I just say don't miss this fantastic show. It's something that's not to be missed, and it's great for all ages.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Once again, it is happening this weekend. It's out at the Helena Civic Center on Saturday and Sunday, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes. So get online, check that out. And before we head to break here, I want to let you know, it's Kenny G ticket time. So what you need to do, Kenny G's going to be in town on December 7th. It's going to be a great holiday concert. So we've got one more set of tickets to give away, two tickets to give away to one person this morning. All you need to do is give us a call. It's 442-6645, 442-6645. Michelle up at the front will gladly take your call. The first one in this morning wins a pair of Kenny G tickets. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Sorry that you were on that first half.
I've got the phone on right now.
So give us a call. We got one set of those to give away. And Campbell, once again, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
I sure appreciate
it.
Stick around. We've got more Coffee Break coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning. And we were unable to connect with Phil from the Salvation Army this morning. Schedules got a little bit busy, but we did want to remind folks again about the kettles that are going to be out there. So we're going to play for you a conversation we had just a little bit ago with Phil Smith. We've got a trio in the studio now. We're talking Salvation Army. We're talking kettles. Guys, you want to kind of run down the line and introduce yourself to the folks?
Yeah, hi, I'm Major Phil Smith. I'm the Salvation Army officer in charge here in Helena, and the administrator there and the pastor, and also running the kettle program here in Helena.
Oh, fantastic. I think you're in the middle, so you're next.
I'm Wayno the Wainiac, and I'm on the advisory board, so I'm here to add my two cents about what great things the Salvation Army does in the community.
And I'm Joe Wotan. I'm the athletic director over at the Salvation Army. I also coordinate our Fill the Truck Day at Walmart and our Angel Trees.
I'm not to mention a little thing like co-ed, group. Right?
Oh, yeah, and the co-ed chairman.
Yeah, you do a few things. Yeah.
There's a couple ads. Yeah. As do we all.
And we are getting texts come in like crazy. People want to go see Kenny G. Keep texting me here, guys, and we'll put your name in that hopper. Kettles are going out this week, right? Or did they go out yesterday, or when do they?
Good. You knew that. That's good. That's a good sign. Yes, they started yesterday, but we're in just a handful of locations right now. But be looking for that red kettle. Listen for the bell. We appreciate your generosity and your willingness to give and support Salvation Army as we serve our community through the holidays and, of course, all year round. That's what you're supporting when you drop your dollars in the kettle.
Yeah. So explain, when do you guys want to kind of explain the kettles for folks? I mean, I think we see them. But they're sort of ubiquitous with Christmas season, right? We know they're going to be there. But people maybe just don't necessarily know what they're for and where that money even goes.
Yeah, well, the money stays locally for sure. Be assured of that. Your monies stay in Helena. It's used to help us through our holiday efforts to serve the community with food and with toys and with direct services in our office. But it also is part of what we do all year long. This is just one of the fundraising mechanisms. It's the most highly visible one that the public recognizes and sees and certainly associates it with our holiday programs. But kettles support what we do, not just seasonally, but all year long. And so we're really dependent upon that income, and we're grateful for it.
Yeah. Wayne, how big a deal is it, to have Salvation Army in our community? I mean, this is a very important thing.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. I don't know that everyone understands kind of the name Salvation Army, but they don't understand the hundreds of things they do in the community to help people who are less fortunate. But I would urge anybody who's never rang a bell in front of a store with a kettle, that it's about the most rewarding thing you can do. You can meet people. Everybody is always happy to see you. And it really is a ubiquitous thing that occurs around Christmas. And, you know, we're looking for bell ringers. And so if you'd like to volunteer, you can call 442-8244. You can do an hour stint, a couple of hour stint. We'll put you in a location. And I can assure you it will be a gratifying experience.
Yeah, how does that work, Joe? I mean, who can be a bell ringer?
Well, almost anybody can be a bell ringer, really. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers. I know the Realtors Association comes out and rings.
Yeah, service clubs.
Service clubs come out and ring. I believe we're going to have the fire department, sheriff's department, and HPD doing a ring-off this year. So almost anybody can be a bell ringer. It's a wonderful experience if you've never done it to get out there. And like Wayne said, you get to meet so many wonderful people in the Helena community.
Yeah, it's a fantastic cause, and anyone can do this. What's required? I mean, how do you do this? Obviously, you call and you get signed up, but I mean, are there any requirements to?
Yeah, it's not brain surgery. Just a willingness to participate is the main requirement, and the ability to stand for a couple hours in one spot, and but it goes by so quick because you're greeting people, and people love the kettle, you know, and they really love even more the bell ringer, especially when they know it's a community member and someone they maybe even recognize from, one of their circles of association. So it may be from their church or maybe from one of the clubs they belong to, or, maybe it's a scout troop. But we have cheerleaders that are going to stand. We have a couple of sport teams that are going to stand. We have public officials that are going to stand. Matter of fact, we have an event that is going to be pitched as our kickoff, if you will, just coming up on the 27th. It's going to be at Safeway, and we have Governor Bullock that is going to stand a kettle. He'll be there starting at 9 a.m. at Safeway, and so that's going to be an amazing time for us as well. And that's just another example of the level of participation everywhere from city government all the way down to families and kids.
Yeah, it's a fantastic fantastic thing. We've got just a couple more minutes, but we're going to have Phil back in later on this week too, and dig a little bit more into the kettles and the bell ringers. We're going to get some of you guys out there. We're going to keep pestering you until you go out there and help. Wayne, what do you got before we leave? I know you've got more.
It's the most gratifying thing you can do. You got to get out of your comfort zone and do it. You probably all imagined that you'd like to be a bell ringer, so here's your opportunity to be able to do it. We are filling the truck also with gifts on December the 7th. So we'll be at Walmart's parking lot, 4 p.m., collecting donations, and we'd love to see you out there also. There'll be bell ringers and a truck out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can stop off December 7th before you go to Kenny G.
That's right.
Drop off your stuff. That's what we call a tie-in.
You don't even have to text us if you want a kettle.
Fantastic. Guys, I appreciate you coming in. Sure. Thanks so much.
Thanks
and like I said, we're gonna talk, and I don't know if he's going to bring the whole gang back in or not. It depends on how good the cattle prod is, Phil, but we'll be talking with you later this week again.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Thanks. And just one last plug for the kettles. You can give with your phone, so when you get to the kettle stand, look for the icon on the sign. You could just bump your phone. You can take a picture of that icon, and you can give very easily that way if you don't carry cash. So
Salvation Army going cashless. Fantastic. Guys, thanks for coming in. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.